it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for joining us. It's been some time since we've caught up with Lynn Davis. Lynn has been a regular on New Horizons, but we haven't spoken to her for some time. We caught up today to discuss some interesting celebrations that are coming up for Blind Citizens Australia over the next year or so. Lynn, you haven't been on the program for a while, so welcome back and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, and you're quite right. I can't remember when the last time was, but it was quite a while ago.
Firstly, let's talk about national conventions. We haven't had one for some time.
We haven't, and I think these have been very important in the history of our organisation. I know a lot of people have looked forward to national conventions over a long time, as a time when they met people that they didn't see very often, that they met new people, that they heard and did interesting things. But I think the last national face-to-face convention was actually in your hometown in Hobart in 2019, so it's a long while.
Yes, and in fact, it's almost exactly 6 years ago as this goes out. It was the end of March, beginning of April in 2019. So as you say, there hasn't been a convention since 2019. I understand one is planned for next year.
It is. I understand that there is a face-to-face convention planned to be held in Melbourne in June next year, and that will actually coincide with the very first convention at which our constitution was adopted and the organisation, I guess you could say, was formed, and that was in 1975, so it's the 50th anniversary.
You weren't at that inaugural meeting, but many people who are still around and are still involved with the organisation were at that national convention, and over the next year or so we'll probably talk to some of them. But there's something else happening next year that coincides with that as well.
Well, it's obviously something to celebrate. 50 years for an organisation like ours is pretty remarkable. And there's a lot to look back on. There's, I think, a lot to celebrate in by way of accomplishments and contributions of various kinds. And there's also, there's a lot to reflect on and to look forward to, Vaughan. So, yes, next year will be a year in which we do celebrate and in which we do reflect as well. So at the convention, certainly that will be one of the themes. I would think, you know, that will sort of run in throughout the convention in one way or another, the sense of celebration. But hopefully it won't simply be restricted to the time of the convention. It would be good to think that there was something going on by way of celebrations throughout 2025.
And I understand that that's something that is in discussion with Blind Citizens Australia at the moment, and you're heading up a committee to work out what those celebrations might look like.
Yes. I think in the middle of last year, the board, the CEO, sent out a message to members asking for people who would be interested in joining in the planning of the celebrations for next year, and obviously there were people who put their hands up, and as a result there are plans now just getting underway, and there are actually three committees. There's a committee to plan the convention itself, and there's a logistics committee that, you know, does all the backroom work, and then in addition to that there's a committee to work on how we celebrate, and that's, as I already said, not just at the convention itself, but how we celebrate this very celebratable anniversary throughout the course of the year. And it's true, I am co-chairing it with Stephen Belbin, who is one of BCA's directors.
And of course, Stephen is a regular to New Horizons, and many of you will be familiar with his voice and some of the subjects that he comes on the program to talk about. What are some of the ideas that have come forward so far in regard to things that might be done to celebrate BCA's 50th anniversary?
Well, we've done a bit of talking amongst ourselves, but we're very keen to go out and get the ideas of, you know, people who have an interest before we actually progress with those. We don't want to stay within our own bubble. So at the moment, really, what we've just been considering is the idea that we don't simply celebrate at the convention, that we celebrate in whatever ways it's possible to do throughout the year, and I would think they would be much more local celebrations because BCA still has branches around the country and probably other networks as well. And it would be quite important to celebrate in a local way as well as, you know, in a national way. And ideas about how to celebrate. At the moment, we haven't exchanged a lot of ideas. There are a few floating around, and they are particularly focused on collecting together as much information as we can about the beginnings of the organisation. And that would include the circumstances in which it started. What was life like for a blind or vision impaired person in Australia back in 1975? What motivated people to want to establish such an organisation? How did they go about it? Who were the people who were, you know, really active in getting this to happen? My understanding is that the first couple of meetings that led to the formation were in Melbourne. So initially, I think it was an impetus that came from Melbourne, but it spread, and we need to find out more about how it spread, where it spread, when it spread, who were the people who became involved at that very early stage from other parts of Australia. So there's a lot of research happening at the moment to collect together as much information as we can about all of this, which most of us at the moment don't know. I mean, you just said, Braun, there are still people around who were involved from the very beginning, and it's, you know, really important to tap into their knowledge as well. So that's certainly one stream which we're working on at the moment. And then the second thing that we've done is to try and go out to the membership to see what ideas people have. And to do that, the first thing we've done is to design an online questionnaire, very short and very simple. And a notice about that went out via email to members who have email. And there'll be a couple of reminders coming up in the near future in the member update, which comes out every Wednesday, I think. So for those who can, just clicking on the link in those notifications and going to the survey and answering the four very short questions and giving us your ideas is, you know, our first attempt at finding out what other people think about how to celebrate and what to celebrate. But we need to make contact with other people too. And so talking to you, for instance, on New Horizons is another way of letting people know about this. And for those who don't use email or don't like filling out online surveys, it is possible to call the BCA general number, 1-800-033-660, and a staff member will be able to assist you to complete the questionnaire over the phone if that is what you'd prefer.
celebrating at a local level is just as important as whatever happens nationally. And, you know, it's a testament to this organization that we do still have a number of people who are involved at the organizational level who were involved in the outset. You know, I think that's something we really do need to celebrate.
Yeah, and a lot of members of long standing, not necessarily people who've been very active, but a lot of members who've been members for a very long time.
Yeah, it sort of makes me feel really young when I think about the fact that I didn't join Blind Citizens Australia until something like 1993.
The year that I joined as well.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so...
And that's 30 years ago, Vaughan.
I know, that's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But believe it or not, there are plenty of people who've been members for longer than that. And they're not all old either. So, there's a lot of loyalty and there's a lot of fondness.
Lynn, is there a way to access the survey if you didn't receive the email or if you don't typically get the member updates?
Vaughan, I don't have the link in my head, but I think probably the best thing to do is to call the BCA number and ask for a staff member to tell you the address of the link.
Yeah, it's probably a complicated link to read out, but I just thought maybe it might be on the BCA website.
It could well be on the BCA website, but I might also suggest that it would be a good idea to put that link in the BCA information on the telephone so that when people call the 1-800 number, they can choose, there's a choice in the menu there where you can hear various bits of information and it could be included there. But certainly I would say if nothing else, call the 1-800 number, speak to a staff member, say you'd like to complete it and you can do it online, but you need the information about the link. We're very keen to get people to respond as quickly as they can with their ideas. And this is ideas both about celebrations throughout the year, small or large. I think there's nothing too small. There probably is something too large. But also we've asked people to tell us if they have a story that they think is really significant about what BCA has meant to them or what they know that BCA has meant in a more general way. We would like to hear those stories as well. They'll be quite important in terms of drawing on people's experiences. And I think one of the things we hope to do in the lead up to the middle of next year is just to have small sound grabs that are broadcast in all sorts of ways, maybe occasionally on New Horizons, just a very short sound grab, reminding people that this is happening, but also reminding them of things that have happened.
Well, Lynn, I wish you all the best with getting that information and hopefully some good ideas will come through. And, let's really focus on the individual branches as well, putting something together in their local area to celebrate not only where Blind Citizens Australia has come from and some of the work that has been achieved, but some of the work that still needs to be achieved and how that might be done through working with organisations like Blind Citizens Australia and in particular the people who are involved with the organisation. Lynn Davis, thanks once again for being a part of this week's program.
Thank you, Vaughan. Really a pleasure to be here.
And if you'd like to fill out that survey, the link is in the show notes or you can check the BCA member update. Or as Lynn said, contact Blind Citizens Australia. The phone number for that is 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. Or you can email bca@bca.org.au, bca@bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Do take care. I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream.